From your standpoint, every cell in your body is your cell. Every organ is your organ. In fact, every part of the body belongs to you. It's not separate from you. Is one with you. From Ishwara's standpoint, every jiva, every object, every vritti is mine. He is only me. Belongs to me. It's not separate from me. It's part of me. If the cell thinks I know best and wants to go a different route, a different direction, take on a different set of responsibilities, it will be so frustrated. If the cell realizes I am part of the whole body, taken care of by the body, have the duties, my duties belong to the body, I can relax and do what needs to be done moment by moment. As I recognize this jiva, this body, mind, sense organs belongs to Ishwara, is part of Ishwara, is one with Ishwara. The prarabdha karma being my direct, immediate sakshat experience of Ishwara. I can relax, do what is my duty, accept with an Ishwara Arpana Buddhi, accept within the context of my relationship with Ishwara, the tasks that are being given, the duties that are being given. Are my primary dharma and my primary enjoyment is my relationship with Bhagavan. That from the standpoint of that jiva Ishwara relationship, and from the standpoint of me always recognizing my own being as the very being, the very self, the very truth of Ishwara. That myself is Ishwara. From the standpoint of myself, I am Ishwara. From the standpoint of my mind, I am Bhagavan's devotee. From the standpoint of my body, I am Ishwara's servant. That's an Eka Shloki, one shloka written by Shankara. I can live that life when I recognize I am everything that I seek. I'm not seeking situations. I'm seeking Ananda. You learn over and over again that the situation is not your source of Ananda. You'll always be disappointed because you're seeking the Ananda that's only been projected onto whatever your raga dvesha is. My ahankara resolves into Ishvara. I can enjoy whatever life I have because I am the Ananda that I seek. we know how to bring our mind home to my own ananda, to my own being, to Ishwara, but even if I had no knowledge, total ajnana, my mind will always come home any upset, any disappointment, any hurt, any anger. Can only last so long without doing anything. It will pass. To speak of someone who knows, who recognizes. The ever-present nature of my own being. Hmm.